With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump and President Biden campaign in Georgia Saturday, considered by many to be a critical state in the 2024 election. Mr. Trump said his top priority is to secure the U.S. border.
On day one of my new administration, I will terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration, and we will use every tool at our disposal to rid our country of the monsters who Joe Biden set loose to threaten and kill innocent Americans.
Meanwhile, President Biden says he regrets using the word illegal to refer to the illegal immigrant charged with murdering a nursing student in Georgia. Biden spoke on MSNBC, where the host brought up the moment Biden used the word illegal in a State of the Union address. Biden said he should not have used the term. Instead, he should have called the man charged in the murder undocumented. He says he regrets his word choice. Also at SRNnews.com, voters in Ireland defeat a leftist attempt to redefine the family in its constitution.
Ireland's prime minister has conceded defeat in a vote over two constitutional amendments about family and women. One of the amendments in question would have broadened the definition of family in the home to not be based solely on marriage. The other would have removed a reference that a woman's place in the home offered a common good that could not be provided by the state. Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar admitted he had failed to convince the majority of people to vote yes to the changes. The election was viewed as part of Ireland's evolution from a conservative Catholic country to a more socially liberal society. Karen Shamas, London.
Former NFL quarterback Drew Brees announces a scholarship for student athletes in honor of Jason Kelce's retirement. 13 scholarships will be given to walk-on college athletes. Kelce started his career as a walk-on at the University of Cincinnati. This is SRN News. The South Carolina Supreme Court is deciding the legality of a new private school voucher program. Jeremy House reports.
Justices on South Carolina's high court heard arguments on the constitutionality of spending taxpayer money on private schools through vouchers. South Carolina's constitution prohibits state funds from directly benefiting any religious or other private educational institution. Opponents of the law say providing vouchers for private school tuition or fees is a direct payment. Supporters of the law say the money goes to a trust fund for parents to spend. Jeremy House, SRN News.
More Americans consider President Trump a stronger supporter of Israel than Biden. A Rasmussen National Survey finds 40% of likely voters believe Mr. Trump is a better friend to Israel. Just 27% think Biden is stronger. 21% say both men's support is about the same. This is SRN News. A helicopter on a Border Patrol mission in Texas crashes. Julie Walker has more on the story.
A helicopter flying over the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas crashed Friday afternoon in Rio Grande City, killing two National Guard soldiers and a Border Patrol agent. According to the military, another soldier on board was injured. The U.S. 72 Lakota helicopter was assigned to the federal government's border security mission, conducting aviation operations, according to a statement released by Joint Task Force North. Starr County Judge Eloy Vera, the county's top official, says those on board included one woman and three men, and the person injured was in critical condition. I'm Julie Walker.
Researchers are warning spring breakers not to touch a bright blue and silver sea slug on Texas beaches. The one-inch slug, known as the blue dragon, has a sting that biologists say feel like needles scraping across the skin. More details at SRNnews.com.